Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining me right now, my guy, Brandon Scoop B. Robinson, who covers the NBA. He's been on television. He's been on the radio. He's done podcasts, a lot of stuff. He's an insider. He's got the scoop. I'm glad he could join us tonight because I did see him getting some credit on some tweets that were saying there is some interest with Jason Kidd and the Knicks, and so much so that Jason Kidd wants that job. Let's bring in Brandon right now. Brandon, are you there?
I am. Check, check, one, two. Brother, what's going on?
Bro, it's been a minute, man, from Talking Nets days to I forget what rapper you were rolling with. Back in the Transition SC days when you and I were both hustling in the city and we ended up in that office building together. I think like DJ Scribble was in there. And
yes.
Were you with Scribble?
I was.
That's what it was. Yo, so I good. Was. Hey, good to see you, you know, continuing to work and grind and for us to meet on air here at WFAN.
Yes, sir, brother. Always a pleasure. Glad to see you grinding. Glad to get New York talking today, especially on Twitter, specifically about my reporting about Jason Kidd, which, you know, kind of dates back to when Tibbs was let go.
So let's go there, right? Because what I was saying was, man, you can't have a plan if your plan is to fire a coach and then request the, you know, the right to interview a coach from another team that could tell you that they don't want to do that. There were some reports out there that the Mavericks weren't going to let this happen. So let's start there with the Dallas Mavericks. They have to allow this to go on.
They do have to allow it to go on. And from folks that I've spoken with independently from the information that I got about Jason Kidd, simply said that you basically, anytime you have interest in a coach and a team, if they don't want to give up the right to have their coach interview, they usually say something. The Mavericks have been pretty silent. And it's been, you know, a few days. It's been a weekend, and it's still pretty silent. And here we are. You look at the Houston Rockets and Ime Udoka. Automatically, all of those reports were shot down. The Rockets like their coach. They want their coach. Jason Kidd is a bit of a different story. And this is actually kind of a revisit of a conversation that Kidd and the Knicks had some years ago. So if, you know, it's not like he's foreign to playing there and he's not foreign to James Dolan. So every indication that I've gotten to directly answer your question, there is some mutual interest. And from all my reporting going back to Friday, I was told from a very reliable leak source that stated that, you know, the Mavs will leave it up to Jason Kidd to make his decision whether he actually wants to interview. And then if that does take place, you know, the Knicks and the Mavs, if there is a hiring, we'll have to discuss compensation.
We're on the phone right now with Brandon Scoop B. Robinson, NBA insider. You know, when I look at the Dallas Mavericks, I can't help but to look at Nico Harrison, and he is the Dallas Mavericks right now to me. I think about fans showing up with a casket to American Airlines Arena, fans basically, you know, outside the place saying that they quit being Mavericks fans. But then you know, after the Luka trade, the good fortune of that lottery ball bouncing their way and everybody feeling like they're going to draft Cooper Flagg. So why would you want to leave there? But there are some reports that people feel like it's a sinking ship. Nico might not even be safe. So let's move past from the Dallas Mavericks, and let's just say that the Dallas Mavericks, whether it's Nico, whether whoever it is, they do grant Jason Kidd this interview. I feel like he's got to be the guy. As you were just talking about, he played here. He's not foreign to the area. I think he was obviously in the mix back in 2020. You need a big name. And now these are big shoes to fill, and the expectations are higher than ever because the bar is set at you got to make the NBA Finals. Not everybody can handle that. A rookie coach like a Johnny Bryant, that would be a lot to put on his plate. I feel like it's got to go down. How long do you think this is going to take to play out? I don't think it's going to happen during these NBA Finals. Then we've got the NBA Draft. What's a timetable on when we'll know whether Jason Kidd is going to take this job or can take this job?
Well, first of all, you got the NBA Finals that are finishing up. You have a draft that's coming right around the corner. You've seen teams in the past a draft without having an active head coach. It's not a mandate that you have to have that, but you know the actual interview process has to take place. There's no interview that has happened yet, and usually, and I can kind of say this based upon just I know how the NBA in some aspects like to run. They don't like any distractions that take away from the main event, which is the NBA Finals. And I think that's kind of why it's a little hush-hush quiet. And so with that being said, I would imagine that sometime after the finals, you'll see some sort of announcement or conversation or just some sort of acknowledgement of if it's not J. Kidd, if it's somebody else, then here we are. But I would imagine that, you know, that would come soon after that. That's what my instincts tell me. As you know, I've often said the NBA is the new WWE. Storylines and just drama seem to follow. But I think on this one, if I'm the Knicks, I'm kind of prudent in my approach because if you're chasing a championship, you're looking to make – you're really making – not just looking to get a name and make a splash. You're really trying to make the right hire. And I'll add this specifically about Jason Kidd, and then I want to talk about some of the other candidates that are out there. But, you know, Jason Kidd actually interviewed for that position 5 years ago when he was still a assistant coach with the Los Angeles Lakers, and James Dolan was sold on Jason Kidd. I reported this back in, I believe, July of 2020. When we were all on lockdown during the height of the pandemic. And from people that I've spoken with that are familiar with J. Kidd's thinking as well as just what was going on with the Lakers at the time, LeBron James was very instrumental in asking Jason Kidd to actually stay in Los Angeles. LeBron was very instrumental in getting J. Kidd into the fold as an assistant. He really wanted him to be a head coach, and that didn't happen. Frank Vogel was, but he ended up staying. He let the Knicks know that, you know, he wasn't going to be in the running. And the Knicks hired Tom Thibodeau, hired him as the head coach of their team. And he lasted for 5 seasons and really did a good job. And so when you look at just what Tibbs did and the replacement that's going to come in, you really got to hire somebody that has the respect of the locker room, that has a mastery of defensive schemes, but also as a player coach. And, you know, we talked about Johnny Bryant specifically. He was one of the top two coaches in the running for, you know, the Phoenix Suns job, and it didn't happen. He has a familiarity with the Knicks at large. And, you know, he's somebody that I would take seriously. I know that all signs currently seem to be that the Knicks and Jason Kidd have mutual interest from what I reported. But there are other guys out there who could be considered as well. And, you know, you even look at Mike Malone, someone who is familiar to the area, someone who, you know, is from Queens by way of Seton Hall Prep in West Orange, New Jersey. But right now, again, everything seems to be pointing that there is some mutual interest and there's some formalities that have to take place between both teams if they make it happen.
Yeah, I think that they made this move and they didn't directly have one guy, but now they can cast a wider net for a few guys. We're connecting dots here. And now James Dolan's name has come up in these last few days about the part that he played in Tom Thibodeau's firing. So when you tell me that, you know, he was part of the interview process with Jason Kidd and was sold on Jason Kidd, boom, then there's a direct connection right there. Now I want to connect a player who's out there, and it's obviously Giannis Antetokounmpo. So with Giannis floating out there and a report of a tsunami offer that the Knicks are prepared, do you think that the Knicks are trying to reunite Giannis and J. Kidd, or do you think that these two are separate things?
For now, I'll say that it's mutually exclusive. I know that there are a lot of reports out there about Giannis, and I'm going to stick with my reporting that I had mid-last month. You can check out my blog at scoopb.com. In the blog section, I specifically spoke about where Giannis would like to go. And so the Eastern Conference is where he'd like to stay, according to my reporting. And more specifically, New York and Toronto are two places that he has his eyes on, specifically Toronto, because of his connection to Masai Ujiri, who works in the front office with the Toronto Raptors. And Toronto is a destination that many players do enjoy. And so I know that, you know, Toronto and New York, specifically the borough of Brooklyn, are two places that he's had his eyes set on. I know that both teams have assets and cap space to make that happen. But I also know that in the case of Giannis, he has a very strong tie to the New York City area and the Greek community. I've done my research just in business outside of basketball, and he's very well respected, making a lot of moves that are not seen to the public per se. And he definitely has aspirations of, you know, he's kind of at the point where he is right now, where LeBron was, where a younger version of where LeBron was when he came to Los Angeles, and it was more than just playing basketball. It was really casting his net in the production space. And Kevin, when he came to Brooklyn and did something similar, it's a combination of basketball and business interest. And so those are some of the things. And so you asked me specifically about the Knicks. I mean, he does like New York. I can tell you that. He likes Toronto also. I feel like you take things one step at a time as it relates to just the coach and more. However, I will say, because those two were colleagues in Milwaukee and J-Kid coached Giannis, there is a mutual respect. Even when J-Kid was let go, Giannis wanted to fight to keep J-Kid there. And it didn't happen that way. There was still a learning curve that J-Kid needed to adjust and absorb to. And I think the Lakers was definitely that learning curve that added to his development as an assistant coach with the Lakers and then coming to Dallas. But as of now, I kind of keep those mutually exclusive just because, that's just how I tend to look at those things. But, you know, I definitely think if J-Kid is brought in, he's definitely an antenna that would catch Giannis's attention.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're on the phone right now with Brandon Scoop B. Robinson. Check out scoopbrobinson.com. His name is floating around, and it's attached to Jason Kidd, but he just mentioned two names. Well, one, Giannis with Brooklyn, and then KD. So I got to ask you those two questions. I already had that in mind anyway. So I'm a Nets fan. I don't see the Brooklyn Nets going after Giannis, but of course Giannis would want to be in New York. We saw the video of him walking around. I just feel like the Nets are not ready to win right now. So adding a Giannis at this point, like, this isn't a project. You add Giannis to a contender, and I think he wants to go to a contender. So we'll start there. Do you think there's anything in reality with the Nets making a move with the Bucks to bring Giannis to Barclays Center?
They have the assets to do so. I know that the Nets have had conversations at the deadline, but from those conversations, you know, the teams that were offering a myriad of things just did not. They wanted more for the Nets than the Nets had to give up. And I think that the Nets have been prudent in their approach. In answer to your question about Giannis, I've seen crazier things happen. I think Toronto, to me, has a stronger background, particularly having won a championship within the last 5, 6, 7 years. And also the relationship that Giannis has with Toronto's front office dating, you know, years ago. I think that is a stronger link currently from all of the reporting that I've done, that I can tell you that. But as far as the Nets making moves, they have the assets to do so, and I'll never sell them short. The one thing I can say about the Nets specifically, and I can kind of compare it to the Knicks, is from years past, is this. There was a period in time in free agency where there were many Knicks, or rather free agents, who had pondered the Knicks, but didn't like the culture that was in Manhattan at the time with the Knicks, and specifically how Carmelo Anthony was kind of treated at certain points during the Phil Jackson portion of, you know, his tenure there. And, you know, players pay attention. And comparatively, I've heard this from players specifically that, you know, with the Nets, the way that Kevin Durant and Kyrie were handled, that didn't sit well with them. And, you know, you ultimately saw James Harden leave for reasons that weren't necessarily as widely reported. People blamed Kyrie for Harden's departure, and really and truly it was the relationship with Steve Nash rather than it was with other people. And so I answer your question with players pay attention, players talk, and Toronto has a better track record when it comes to getting certain marquee guys. And so currently I'm leaning towards Toronto for Giannis. But again, things do change and things do happen. I have to credit Brian Lewis, who was the first to report the whole Giannis Antetokounmpo interest and mutuality. And, you know, I do think that the Nets offer New York City, but there has to be a component that guarantees more amenities than just New York City.
Yeah, I think the Raptors have better pieces. Okay, quickly, KD to the Knicks. Hey, KD, don't you regret not choosing the Knicks? Like, I don't see KD coming to the Knicks. I don't think KD wants any parts of the Knicks. But the price is going to be right where the Knicks already put an offer out. We heard that report. They already put an offer out at the deadline. You think that's got any traction coming up here?
I mean, yeah, the Knicks portion of KD, February 4th, I reported that they had mutual interest. There were other teams that also had interest. Everything that I've gotten has been Houston primarily, as well as San Antonio. Phoenix and KD are ready to move on. And I think that those are the two teams that I'm going to stand by for now. I don't necessarily see the Knicks currently. I don't feel like you should break up that roster to just bring in KD, who at this point at 36, is still a top player, but I still think you have some chemistry in New York that I don't think you should damage. That's my opinion.
And now Brunson. The piece for me about Brunson is that, like, Brunson came out game six and endorsed Tom Thibodeau. And he's the captain. He's the face of the franchise, the leader of the team, arguably the best player on the team, him and Kat. I feel like the Jason Kidd move is also to appease him. I feel like the Jason Kidd move is also to put a guy that already coached him, that he has a relationship with, where it's not going to be any static. And you can't have static with this guy in the next choice. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I would agree with the whole portion of appeasing Brunson, but also someone that there's a level of familiarity. Karl Anthony Towns, growing up in New Jersey, probably watched Jason Kidd at length when Kidd was a Net. Kidd was a Nick. But I also think that when you look at Jason Kidd and him having the relationship with Brunson in Dallas, and just a guy that's very well respected across the league from its players. Somebody who is a player's coach, and that brings instant credibility. I also think that for Kat and Thibodeau, they repaired their relationship and things seem to be well. I know that a lot of blame it was shifted on Kat for how things ended, and I think that in this situation, perhaps there's just a new fresh voice that is needed, and maybe if not Jay Kidd, there's some other guys that are there who will be receptive to him.
When I look at the Knicks, I don't think they're getting rid of Mikal Bridges because of what they gave up for him. Same thing with Karl Anthony Towns. I think essentially you need to run it back with this group for year two, but they do need to change that starting five, and they also need to add to that bench. Do you have any ideas or any players or just maybe even the idea of what kind of player the Knicks need to add to their starting five and bench to improve so that they can take the step forward and get to the finals next year?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I was disappointed that they got rid of a bunch of guys in that trade for
DiVincenzo.
Yes, mainly. And that guy was the heart and soul of that team, if you ask me. And I think you need someone like a DiVincenzo. A player right now doesn't come to mind, but you also need a slasher, a guard that's going to take over. And when I say this, I'm saying a player like, not him specifically. You need an Edwards type of player in that system, a guy that's just a jerk. A Jimmy Butler type guy, maybe not Jimmy Butler, but a guy like that just takes over. Because I think what happens with that Knicks team specifically is you rely so much on that guard play from the point guard. Then when he gets hurt or when the other team's best player goes off, what is your answer to go tit for tat with them? So I think they need a two or three that can kind of counter the other team's best two or three.
Okay, last thing for you. I've been talking about the NBA being rigged as a joke, but conspiracy theories from the way the lottery ball bounced to even, you know, the Heat making the Eastern Conference Finals, losing, and then going on to the Finals. The Celtics doing the same the following year. The Pacers doing the same. And now the Knicks, the writing is on the wall for them making the Eastern Conference Finals and then next year taking a step forward. After we watch this Finals, whether it's five games, whether it's six games, whatever, and the ratings are terrible, and we're already hearing all these like criticism. I heard Joe Budden criticizing the NBA and Adam Silver for how they're presenting the finals today. They need the New York Knicks to take the next step and be in the finals next year. What are your thoughts about the NBA, how they're presenting the championship to us, and the small market teams getting there, and the hit that they've already taken on the ratings, and how much of a hit this is going to be?
Well, you're not going to like my answer because it's not going to be big city New York centric because I travel and I see all these other smaller cities actually hate New York and L.A. because they feel like even though they bring quote unquote ratings, there's good basketball. And I think that when you look at the NBA Finals this year with Oklahoma, they've been consistent all year. They play a team concept and they're doing it in a college town. Like Oklahoma itself, like that city is just a dope place to watch good basketball. And so is Indiana. But I do understand the ratings. I really do like seeing Shea and Halliburton go against each other. Would I like to see New York? Of course, but I would like to see New York selfishly because, you know, I split time between New York City and Northern New Jersey growing up. And I remember watching the Knicks in the 94 finals and 99, I think it was, against the Spurs and all that stuff. And it'd be great just for the city at large to see them win a championship. But I just think that we're just at a point now where we've been spoiled with such great basketball, whether it's the Knicks, the Lakers, or even a slam dunk contest. Anything that is not, that is mediocre, we call it out because of social media and overexposure to media. And I think this chatter is chatter that is chatter because of social media where people are letting those thoughts out. And, you know, people are tied up to those opinions. But ultimately, I also think people aren't watching basketball at large because they're on their phones. Good basketball is going to always find its way. But just selfishly for locale, I'd like to see the Knicks make it to the finals. And if history repeats itself, then, you know, next year, let's hope that they do make it to the finals.
Yeah, I would assume after James Dolan got the smell in his nose of hosting the finals this year, that they'll be hell-bent on getting back there next year. So I expect them to try and get Jay Kidd. I expect them to make a trade, make some moves in this free agency to bolster up their starting five and their bench. And then basically declare themselves as the favorites coming out of next year, where it's them, the Pacers, and the Cavs, but they should be in the conversation. Thank you for this conversation. Brandon Scoop B. Robinson, plug anything you want so people can find you out there.
Hey guys, subscribe to Scoopy Radio on all streaming platforms. We have anybody from Spike Lee to DJ Khaled to the voice of Siri to a myriad of other people. We've been running 9 years now, independently produced. Also check out the Scoopy blog over at scoopy.com. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Scoop B. Scoop, like you're scooping ice cream, the letter B. Brother, thank you for the opportunity to be myself.
Yeah, and I know you were on years ago with Evan Roberts. What was that net show called?
So that's actually when I got my start with the Nets. I started at 12 years old hosting a kids radio show with Albert King and Evan Roberts called Net Slamming Planet. The show was featured on the NBA Inside Stuff with Ahmad Rashad. But yeah, I started at 12 years old doing radio with the Nets. And, you know, since then, I've worked at any iteration. I was last at Network Television at Bally Sports Network as their lead NBA insider. I've been at MSG Networks. I've been around the Source Magazine. I've anything from sports to entertainment to lifestyle. So, and I build relationships with players. And, you know, if you're in New York or New Jersey, you've definitely heard my name or seen my reports. Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, a myriad of other things. So, yeah, man, I've been around, and I ain't going nowhere.
I know that's right. Scoop B, appreciate you, bro. Have a good one.
My brother, talk to you soon.
888-808-1019. Yeah, Scoop is the man. I've run into him a bunch of times. I don't know why I haven't had him on sooner. Like, I had him on my Nets podcast probably 4 or 5 years ago. But then today, when the report came across, I'm like, oh, they just tagged Scoop B as the source? I know this guy. Got to tap him in and bring him into Cam to AM. So your boy K-Mac, Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. You know, I think it's funny because Knicks fans and Yankees fans, a lot of them are the same. And I think that there's a different standard for the Yankee fan than the Knicks fan in them. But now, welcome. It's great. New York sports, like, the Mets are expected to win the World Series this year. And then the Knicks are expected to win the finals next year. The Yankees also have to win the same World Series. Who else? I mean, the expectations for the Giants or whatever, don't lose 10 games in a row. That's where the bar set. Don't completely embarrass yourselves. We've got a couple players now, like, surprise us, win some games. You got the toughest schedule. The Jets are just unknown. It's been quiet around there, which is odd. So don't know what we expect of them. Maybe they can contend. What is Justin Fields going to be? Is Aaron Rodgers going to come here and have a party in MetLife? Nah, that's another thing too. I just think Aaron Rodgers is cooked. And I know he'll be in a much better coach situation, and there's some talent over there. He's got, he's got DK Metcalf and, I don't know, Jaylen Warren. I don't really even know who's on their offense. But anyway, I mean, I really hope the Jets do beat Aaron Rodgers. I think that'd be a sweet victory. We don't ever talk about the New York Liberty. They're the only champions around here. They're in season right now. I expect them to potentially repeat. The Rangers, cooked. Islanders, no shot. Devils, maybe the Devils bounce back and can make a run. We got the Stanley Cup on. Nobody's been talking about that around here, obviously, because who cares? And Paul raises his hand in the back, like, me? Stanley Cup just started. Panthers quickly up 1-0. I mean, from what I've heard, I haven't watched. I've seen a little bit of the highlights. I've heard they've been good matches. But what I'm saying is, like, the expectations around here are only for some teams to be a champion. And it wasn't always that way. The Mets weren't expected to win. The Knicks weren't expected to win. But now the Yankees have company as a team that was just looked at as like, yo, that's what you do. You're supposed to go to the championship. You're supposed to win. And if a coach comes up short, he's got to go. Joe Girardi came up short. And, I mean, he already had a championship in his back pocket. But it was really more so that his voice, they felt like they had to move on. And they had to get another guy to connect with the younger players. And, you know, it's crazy for one of those guys being Gary Sanchez, who I guess they thought was going to be the Yankee starting catcher until now, he fizzled out. So it's a dangerous game you play with the leader of your players and what the expectations are. We know it's championship or bust, but it can't really be that. You gotta develop things and you gotta make the right decisions. And I don't know, with this Knicks decision, I think Jason Kidd, if you can get him, is probably the home run, but you might not be allowed to hit a home run. You might have to just hit a double and and hope that you can find your way home. 888-808-1019. Jack is in Westchester on the fan. Go for it, Jack.
How you doing, Keith? Thanks for taking the call.
Yep.
I just want to talk about, the Knicks in general, a lot of offseason stuff. I feel like people are too quick to try and blow this whole thing up. You know, we made it to the Eastern Conference Finals first. I mean, I'm 19 years old. You know, I'm young. This is my first seeing them go that far my whole life.
Yeah.
This was year one with this core. You know, Cat could have done a little more, but, again, he's – the way he shoots, like, I feel like people are too quick to, you know, jump on him as soon as we lost. And, like, I think trading for Giannis, blowing this whole thing up, I feel like it would be a stupid thing to do when it's year one. We see what Bridges can do when he was in Brooklyn. Cat is, like, one of the most athletic, best three-point shooting things we've ever seen. I just feel like people are jumping on him too quick, and we got to give it one more run at least.
It's easy to do when you're mad, when you're disappointed. Somebody's got to take the blame. Somebody's got to be the fall guy. It's been Cat and then really Tom Thibodeau. But I'll say this to you, Jack. What if – you know, you're 19 right now, and that was the best season of your life. I don't care what anybody says about it being a failure.
100%.
That was the most fun you had watching the Knicks from opening tip-off to when they were eliminated. What if
I used to watch Ron Baker come off the bench, you know?
Shout out to Ron Baker. His name has been popping up a lot. Exactly.
Yeah.
What if you never get back to Eastern Conference Finals Game 6?
I don't know what I would do because I've been waiting my whole life for this moment, so.
But that's
I think we come back next year, come back better, stronger. I think the biggest thing we have to do is reload the bench. Like, see what the Thunder can do, the Pacers. They're going 8-9 guys deep in their bench, and we're limited to Sherman and DeLon Wright and Deuce.
Right. And is that Tom Thibodeau's fault? It's not. Thanks for the call, Jack. Same way when we talk about the Yankees. Is it Aaron Boone's fault that he has who he has in the bullpen? Is it Aaron Boone's fault that he has to play Pablo Reyes? I would avoid it. I would avoid that. I would lobby against that. I would fight and be like, yo, you know Pablo. But he's here, and he can play third, and we have to rest. Like, I would love to be a fly on the wall in the Yankees pregame conversations when they're weighing Jazz needs a rest day versus putting Pablo Reyes on the hot.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Top corner in the starting lineup. It's an obvious choice for me. Hey, let's not rest him yet. Let's push him another day or two. And is he going to tweak his oblique? I would live with that, honestly, because that's such a freak thing if that was going to happen. Like, you know, versus putting Pablo Reyes out there in a game where you scored a lot of runs off Garrett Crochet. You could argue you would have been in that game with a different lineup, whatever. And then when you see Jazz go 0-for since he had his schedule rest, it just makes you think. I don't know. Things we're thinking about. Talking about, right? And now, with it being June, there has to be more thinking and planning and managing, because Trent Grisham is not the same Trent Grisham that popped because he was getting to play every day. Even Ben Rice has cooled off some. All of these guys, like now all of a sudden, DJ LeMahieu is in the fold. Jazz pretty much has to play every day. You would like to see Dominguez play a little bit more in theory. Cody Bellinger is going to be out there. And, of course, you know, Aaron Judge is going to play. Shout out to Austin Wells, who showed himself in this series, right? Austin Wells, who a lot of people were like, hey, we need more from him. You know, everybody's looking for a whipping boy. If it's not Wells, it's Volpe. Really, it's Pablo Reyes right now. Pablo Reyes is the guy on the team that can't be DJ. Pablo Reyes is the guy on the Yankees right now that people are saying, no, banish him. Send him to the moon. Anyway, Moose is in Jamaica on the fan. Moose, what you thinking?
Here, Keith. I have an Aaron Judge point, and I'm going to quickly ask you a question about the Giants.
Okay.
Aaron Judge is not human. And that being said, I want you to look up the season Barry Bonds had, where he had like over 230 intentional walks. It might have been 2007 or 2005 or whatever, right? Yeah, 230 intentional walks, batted 370, barely 30 or 40 homers, and 100-something RBIs, right? Judge is doing that, but they're actually sort of pitching to him where maybe once a game or once every two games, he'll get a pitch to homer off of or do damage. So I do think it's possible for him to bat close to 400. Whether that be 370-something, or 380, or 390, with almost 50 or 60 homers, and 150, 60, 70 RBIs, and obviously when the triples come first from Miguel Cabrera, I think it's really possible to do it because Barry Bonds did it. And Barry Bonds only batted 370 because after a while, he started swinging that pitch 6 inches off the plate because he just got frustrated saying, my team's not winning. What's the point of me taking these homers?
Yeah, sorry. I think it was the 2004 season. And
2004, excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking up the numbers and stuff now. I mean, this is
he batted like 370. Didn't he bat like 370?
Yeah, and
what a crazy OPS.
Regardless, what Judge is doing, they're out there saying it's never been done before. What we're seeing, this is a first of its kind.
Yeah, basically, I was just saying what he's doing now is. With the pitching he's facing, whether, you know, the 198-mile-per-hour sinker they give him middle away or middle in, he's tattooing it. His hand-eye coordination, his vision is impeccable. But quickly about the Giants. As a Giants fan, I'm not taking a deuce on my team. I'm kind of over the Jackson Dart drafting. Hopefully he becomes a star or whatever. We'll move on from Dable and Shane. But look at the schedule. Besides two wins, how many, like, we're not winning more than two games this season. Look at the schedule. I don't know what to say, Keith.
I'll say that's why we watch. Thanks for the call, Moose. 888-808-1019. That is why you got to pick your spots to bet on the Giants. I know I said that one night and a Giants fan called. Matt, what are you talking about? They have the toughest schedule in the league. Why would we bet on them? I'm like, because there's going to be some spots for them to upset. They're going to be the dog in every game. And there's going to be a spot where they win a game by one. There's going to be a spot where they create turnovers. There's going to be a spot where, I don't know, Russell Wilson does have a game. There's going to be a game where Malik Nabers goes crazy and has three touchdowns. Like, I don't know. Pick your spots. It's not a guarantee. And then, yeah, going back to Judge, Bob Nightingale wrote, Aaron Judge with 23 homers and a .396 batting average is the only player in modern era baseball history to produce this many homers with this high of a batting average in his team's first 64 games in MLB history. So there's no one else we can compare it to. Fireside Yankees writes, through 64 games, Aaron Judge has accumulated 5.7 wins above replacement. Only 10 hitters recorded more than a 5.7 WAR during the entire 2024 season. So, I mean, I know what we're seeing with Judge. Judge can homer twice. Judge can go off, and you still can lose. I woke up today to people saying that Judge was Chris Paul. I woke up today to people trolling Judge, saying that he's unclutch and that the homers were meaningless. They weren't meaningless. Like, that first homer of the night, like, that got your juices going. That got you into the rivalry because it was like, okay, Judge versus this rookie who basically said he'd retire before the Yankees offer him a contract, which is ridiculous in itself. How many Red Sox have come to the Yankees and vice versa? Like, this kid, I hope he makes a lot of money with the Red Sox. I hope he is a Hall of Famer with the Red Sox lifetime. Because there's a 0% chance that he ever comes to the Yankees now. They're not going to offer him. They'd rather challenge you on that. Go retire. But, yeah, I think the first tweet I saw this morning, it was people comparing, you know, Chris Paul hits a three and they're down. You know, the meme or gif of Chris Paul hitting a late game three to bring the lead within, like, I don't know. Oh, here it is. It doesn't matter because it's not true, right? Judge is, the thing about Judge is he's going to keep fighting and he's going to take the same approach and he's going to keep trying to add on in hopes that the rest of these guys follow up. I'm not mad at Judge at all. Judge is doing what he's supposed to do and some. But this is supposed to be a year where there is a team around him that can pick him up. They have had games and series where they've won it and it wasn't because of Judge going crazy. And that's another thing with what Judge is doing. You can miss me with the Cal Raleigh conversation. Completely miss me with it. Don't bring it to me. About Cal Raleigh being in the MVP hunt. He's this year's Bobby Witt Jr. Judge is going to win the MVP, knock on wood, if he stays healthy. Cal Raleigh, that's great and all that. You can hit some home runs out there in Washington where nobody's watching them. Like, that's cool. Judge is doing this on the main stage, being the captain of the New York Yankees. It's a way different ball game for what he's been able to do. That also, he's doing all this on the main stage, captain of the New York Yankees, and it's never been done before. And now, I know I took some calls earlier in the week about, you know, the Triple Crown. I was mentioning that Judge, this might be the year, which would be ridiculous if this is the year Judge wins the MVP and the Triple Crown. And I took some calls like, wait. Like, he's not going to catch Kyle Raleigh in home runs. He's three behind him. And like a two-homer game like you saw last night, that tied him with Ohtani. He's in second place behind Cal Raleigh. Cal Raleigh's got to stay healthy. Cal Raleigh's got to continue to hit. Cal Raleigh is hitting .372. Judge is hitting .396. Like, Judge's OPS is .1264. What are we talking about, bro? Jay is in Hoboken, New Jersey. Next up on the Fan, go for it, Jay.
Hey, Keith. Always good to talk to you. I agree with a lot of what you're saying about Judge, and I said the same thing to others. You know, he's doing stuff that we've never seen before, but at the same time, if he doesn't do it in October, it's going to get really forgotten. Besides that, like you said about how the other players need to pick him up around him, I totally agree. And last week's a perfect example. When they had runners in scoring position, bases loaded, one out, no outs, and these batters have been bad at bats. I mean, Jazz got up there after the pitcher could barely throw a strike, and he swings at a low pitch, probably out of the zone, and gets a sack fly. But big whoops, you know, that's not how you make a big inning.
Yeah, they do it all the time. These guys do it all the time. I took a call earlier about the approach, and I don't think you can blame the hitting coach. It's these players being eager beavers. They see a pitch, their eyes get wide, and they think they could do something with it. They want to be the guy. They want to be the hero.
Yeah, it was frustrating. And, you know, the Yankees are not going to be able to go far in the postseason if they do not get their batters to change that mentality, especially if Judge goes cold and they have no other offense.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jay. 888-808-1019. That's what I answered to the Yankees' greatest rival in modern-day times. It's hitting in October. having the right approach in October, stringing together hits and manufacturing runs in October, and that wait, you're just waiting. Here comes Judge. Now could be the time. Oh, swinging out of his shoes, K. Now, what I feel like with Judge is this is the year, and it's the year until it's not the year. This is the year that Judge is Judge. His regular season prowess carries over to October. Hopefully he has Goldie and Belly and Ben Rice and Stanton and Dominguez, Grisham, Volpe, Jazz, like these guys performing around him. You know, we can keep talking about October and every month but October. It doesn't matter. We can't fast forward to October. It is June 9th, July, August, September. We have 4 months until we see October Judge. I just think it's pointless to talk about. It's like almost in a way to devalue what he's doing. It's almost a cheap way to take a shot at how great he is by reminding folks that he has struggled in October, which also is overplayed. We act like this guy never got a hit in October. Like, he hasn't homered in October. It's overplayed. You can't get to October until you get to October. We got a long way to go.
Yeah, it's a weird one. I feel like a lot of, I don't want to say Mets fans, but a lot of anti-Yankees fans, and there's a lot of them across the country because the Yankees obviously are the Cowboys in baseball. You love them or you hate them. They want the Yankees to get to the postseason, and then they're just waiting for Aaron Judge to fail. Like he's done in the postseason in the past. They're expecting it. And then if he doesn't fail, they'll find another excuse that, well, he did well, but it was only game one. In game seven, he went 1-for-4, and that's why they lost, right? So it's all narratives and stuff, and that's kind of what we're, unfortunately, you know, dealing with. And the same thing goes with the Mets and Juan Soto. So these are all, like, different narratives and stuff that gets played, obviously. But to not appreciate what this guy is doing right now, he's an alien. This is Barry Bonds level stuff. He is that damn good. This is Bonds. This is Griffey. This is peak Mike Trout before he got hurt. Like, this guy is that damn good. Witnessing greatness here. Like, that's honestly
better
what we're
A-Rod,
witnessing.
I guess put him next to Albert Pujols. I can't really say better than, definitely better than Albert Pujols. I just say, like, I didn't watch it. Miguel Cabrera's Triple Crown was not like this. Like, the thing about Judge is, you know, like Hunter Dobbins last night. You want to challenge Judge throwing 98 up in the zone? That's so dumb. Like, you think you can get that by him? He's locked. First AB of the game. Bye. And when he's healthy, this is what you can expect from him. He does have some games where he'll go hitless, but then he has games where he hits two homers. I've been in the stadium, seen him have three homer games. So, yeah, they just have to continue pushing forward, staying healthy, having good bats around him. It can't just be Judge. But also, October, like I said, we can't get to October. By the time we get back to October, the Knicks will be back on the court, and they'll have a couple new pieces and a new head coach. We can't predict that. We have no idea what that's going to look like. And the Islanders, the Devils, the Rangers will be back on the ice with different-looking teams, and we don't know what the NHL season is going to look like either. It's the same thing. We can't predict the future. That's why we talk about this stuff nonstop. You can bet on this. Go ahead and bet on who's going to win the World Series or the Yankees not winning the World Series, and you got to wait for that to cash out.
Yeah, it's crazy because you want to, like, you obviously want to get there and you want to get to the finish line and the pinnacle for, and let's just talk about the Mets and the Yankees. It's winning the World Series or bust this year, frankly, for both teams. But to not appreciate what 99 is doing, like, at what point is he going to hit 400 conversation come into play? The guy is hitting, like, what is he, 395, 394? This late in the season already?
You know what, too?
It is. Just think about that for a second. Even if it's not, it's 390 the guy's hitting.
Yeah,
it's
dumb. It does. When I see it in Yankee Stadium, when you're looking up at the, even with Goldschmidt for a little while, you know, what's Goldie hitting now? It's just crazy to see them have high batting averages like that. But Judge staying around 400 in modern-day baseball is insane. It doesn't make any sense. Goldie's down to 320 now, so he's come down to earth a little bit. But, yeah, and like what I'm saying, the stage that it is, him being the captain, the face of the New York Yankees, playing all these Apple TV, Fox, ESPN games, he's been doing it for years, the pressure of it, the money that he makes, having two MVPs, should have already had three, having the American League home run title, him being 33 years old, people expecting a decline, and he just keeps doing it. He makes baseball look easy, and it is a very challenging game. I was going to transition here with Connor McDavid. I want to see Connor McDavid win. I want to see him hoist Lord Stanley's cup. You notice his greatness every time you see it, but he still needs that championship. Let's go to Bill in Brooklyn on the fan. What's up, Bill?
What's up, Keith? How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good. I want to talk to Santa Club. I just go back up with Judge. Last night, there was no more poetic justice than listening about Dobbins and then Judge hitting that home run. It was amazing.
That exactly. That's what I'm saying. We can't say the rivalry doesn't mean anything. Like, that was theater. Like, okay, this guy ran his mouth. The first time he's got to face the best player on the Yankees, one of the best players we've ever seen, what do you get? That's the result you get.
Absolutely. And out of the Stanley Cup, I've watched the first two games. I don't think many people have. And this may be the most amazing Stanley Cup, two games in overtime, that nobody's ever cared about.
I mean, I guess we need this to go to game seven, and then everybody will tune in.
It's just been amazing hockey. Both games, overtime. If you love hockey, I'm an Islanders fan. You're a Devils fan. It's just, if you're a hockey fan, it's been an amazing Stanley Cup, and it's just a shame that it's really not on the radar.
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks for the call, Bill. I'm still a little hurt. I've kind of checked out on the Stanley Cup playoffs. Kind of my job to know what's going on with the Mets and the Yankees, watch those games, and was keeping an eye on the Knicks. But yeah, and I mean, even right now, like I have on TV Murray State Duke, but I have the box score up. Maybe I'll get this on because it is still 1-0 Panthers Oilers. But I can appreciate good hockey. Going back to the Four Nations Classic, that was amazing. I watched a lot of that. I don't want to miss out, so I'll tap in. I want to know what's going on before a potential game seven, back and forth here. And I mean, the series is tied 1-1, and both games have been, overtime games. So maybe we'll get another one of those tonight with nothing on. I'll get it on the TV in here. If we can even get it, TNT. Yeah, we got TNT, right? All right. Of course, Paul knows the channel. So let me get this on the TV and then we're going to break. And coming up next is Jim Duquette. So we can talk a little bit about the Mets as well. Keith McPherson on the fan. You know we're coming right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.